Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this week's Out and About sees me about to hopefully have some fun. Super Social is a new competitive socialising space for adults who can entertain themselves by playing things like interactive darts, golf, and maybe even shuffleboard. The men behind this bold venture are Paul Quinn and Dan Begley. Good morning, gents. How are you? Now, Dan, tell us a little bit about what we have here. We're in Leopardstown Racecourses. You've completely refurbished what was, I think, the old Icon building. But what's going on here?
That's right. It used to be the old Icon building and was basically dilapidated, sitting here for 20 years doing nothing. And we took it over and we have brought competitive socialising through Super Social to the area. And it's basically a stylish casual dining restaurant, bar, and then we have four different games, interactive games, shuffleboard, interactive darts, the arena, which is basically the cube on steroids, and golf as well.
So when you talk about competitive socialising, Paul, what do you exactly mean by that?
Yeah, I suppose, well, all the games are aimed at kind of groups. So a group of 5 or 10 friends would, let's say, rent the darts. So you're using real darts. There's a projector on the board, which is reading where the darts actually hit. And there's a number of different games you can play on the dartboard. So you're not playing a normal game of darts. You're playing different types of games. So it gets pretty competitive pretty fast once they get used to it. So it's really aimed at that kind of thing. It's not your standard night out where you'll have a couple of drinks at the bar. It's a bit of fun, a twist on your normal night out.
So the kind of things that we'd be thinking about then would be like team building at work, a fun date night, catch up with friends. This is suitable for like crowds of people.
Yeah, we've been inundated with corporate bookings at the moment. Everyone's trying to kind of get in for the January after Christmas. So yeah, that's a huge market for us. We can take, 300, 350 people easily and then from a corporate point of view. And then again, first dates, I think there's already been a few in, playing around the golf on the course. Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. In terms of your own route to this concept, Dan, I know you guys have been involved in similar type businesses in the past. So, and why did you go enter this business?
I suppose it's been in the making since about 2019, 2020. We nearly opened up in the centre of Dublin. Then COVID came along. We were just about to sign in a place, so it was kind of shelved. We then took a break for 6 months, like most people did, and just reassessed everything. And we looked at the suburbs, especially this location where the demographics are very good. And I suppose the background to this, we're constantly traveling to the US and the Middle East, looking at kind of new developments. And we wanted to bring something to Ireland, especially for the kind of the older adult, late teens, 20 somethings, 30 somethings, all the way up to 50 pluses. So we had seen versions or venues in the States and Middle East where there would just be darts, would just be golf on its own, and we had this idea to bring a number of activities together in the one location with a kind of a high-end bar and restaurant and that. So it's really from the travelling that we did, going to the trade shows, that's where the idea formulated for Super Social.
Paul, come over here and tell me about where technology is introduced into the games, because I'm looking at the dartboard there and it kind of looks very high tech.
Yeah, the dartboard almost looks like a TV screen. So yeah, everything's real, there's nothing virtual here. So we're just coming up onto the golf area, which is kind of 12 holes. So this is like crazy golf.
Yeah.
You'll get your putter as normal. Basically, we'll dispense a ball here. You'll drop in your name. It'll say, "Hi, Bobby." And then when you put your ball onto the golf hole, it comes up on the screen. The ball is chipped. It knows it's Bobby.
Okay.
No more cheating for Bobby. So it now tracks every shot you take. So as you go around, there's extra. You can get bonus points here. And then when you put out, it'll say, "Bobby's got 50 points, 4 putts." And then you go on to the next hole. We've got drinks tables here so we can serve beverages as you're playing. And then your score is tracked.
Let's go and have a look at the shuffle board, because I spotted it on the way in, and I fancy myself to give it a go and not push it over the edge. Now, and this is the one, is this salt that you put on this or sand?
Sand, yeah. Just kind of makes the gameplay a bit different.
Yeah, this is a great game. So I'm lining up here now. I'm just going to see if I don't overshoot it. There we go. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Gone. No good. One more. Right. Not much good. One. Better than nothing. Better than nothing. It's so easy to go. No, another one.
Good consistency.
And one more. Let's go for the bingo here. See if we can get the five. Oh. Maybe a two. All right. Not a disgrace.
So you can see there, all the pucks are tracked on the screen above, and you're playing interactive games behind it here. So it's not just throwing the pucks down. Yeah, you can see it down here. Yeah. So you can beat games. So then it'll be my go now, and you can throw it down, knock yours off.
Very cool.
And so that's where it starts to get competitive.
And this can be very competitive. Again, I've seen people get very impassioned animated. Well, listen, I'll have to get the gang at work, and maybe we'll go on a night out and come up here. Behind us here, we've got the arena. So this is like the giant cube, is it? So there's all...
This is like the cube on steroids. Yeah, this is... everything's touch-sensitive. So the floor is touch-sensitive. The walls are touch-sensitive. And you play games. Like there's one here called Retrace, where numbers pop up on the floor.
And you have to remember them.
They disappear and you have to retrace them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then there's games where there's... when you're standing inside the cube, a word will come up.
Before challenging the arena.
This is what's going on now. So if you're playing a game, like one of the words comes up and then two people come out, bicycle, and you have to press all the letters until you get it.
Whoa.
So this is the first outside the US. This is the first arena in Europe. We've just done a deal with the guys who supply them. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And this is a game that I would suggest that if you're having a couple of drinks, that your performance could potentially deteriorate rather than improve.
100%. Yes, we've already seen a few people getting extremely competitive in here. Yeah, it can be intense.
All right, well, look, we'll leave it there. I know you're opening next week on the 20th. So best of luck. It's a great concept. It's worth checking out. Come up here with the office or with a few colleagues and immerse yourself in competitive socializing. It's a new word. We learned it here today, folks. Dan and Paul, indeed, thanks very much for joining me, and good luck with this venture.
Thanks, Bobby. That's
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Great.
Thank you.